Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for $2.99 subs. How would you like it?
I'll take Drill Sergeant, please.
You got it.
All right, now listen up. I want each and every one of you to drop and give me a 6-inch meatball marinara, cold cut combo, veggie delight, or Black Forest ham on your choice of bread with any veggies you want for just $2.99 each.
Sir, yes, sir!
Subway! Make it what you want at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, I'm Hanif Baharudin, and you're tuned in to the show that brings you closer to the people and places of our capital city. The hustle and bustle of modern city life can sometimes make us long for the good old days of our childhood, where things are not as intense and hectic as our adulthood. I mean, who would forget that carefree moments when we were kids, playing with friends in the evening and visiting our neighborhood sundry shop to eat various snacks and buy things like gasing, guli, toy guns and gliders, right? Well, reviving our nostalgia is exactly the aim of a small but ambitious kiosk called Childhood Memory Lane. Step into the place, and you will be instantly transported to the period of the 70s to the 90s. Here, you will find various snacks that are famous in those periods, as well as toys such as gasing, brick games, guli, batu seremban, tamagotchi, gliders, among many other nostalgic games. So, I paid a visit to the kiosk in my town Cheras to recall that sweet moment in my life. I also managed to speak to one of the founders, Kelvin Chu. Together with his partner, Miss Team, they both started the kiosk with the aim of selling not only products, but also memories to nostalgic adults.
Hi, I'm Kelvin. I'm 24 this year. Basically, both of us met each other during our university time. That time, Miss Tim just finished her graduation, so she was thinking what to do. So she share with me about this tidbits business. So that's why we joined hands together to start a business like this. But that time we did not think about a childhood concept like this.
So when was that?
That time was 2015.
How did a small business concept expand to something that is much bigger and something that is what we see now?
We would like to thank you, customers, continuous support. At first, we did not think about this concept. All is from customer recommendation. All the snacks you see here basically have their own story. Like Ali's stories, Mutu's stories, Auntie Lim's stories. They share one by one to us about their own child snacks. That's why we go and source those snacks, and that's why you can find it here. We see ourselves when customers come and buy. Most of them are from those like adult children. When they're adults, like in 40s, they see back their childhood snacks, they are very excited. They say, how do you guys still manage to find those things? And we explain to them that it still is producing, but it's really in a minimum production.
Yeah. I think that's one of the things that boggles people, right? Because people assume that these products, they are no longer in production, they are no longer available out there in the market. And yet you guys managed to actually compile like a lot of products here, and it's quite impressive. It's very impressive in the sense that there are a lot of different types of products. You have snacks, but you also have toys that kids played back then, right?
Actually, we went to a lot of places like Kelantan, Pahang, Penang, Ipoh, and at first it's pretty hard for us to source those products because we don't have suppliers. We only have customers' ideas. Like for example, we went to Penang, we asked the local itself where you can source though, still can find this type of things, and they share with us, they tell us that it's still got at that site you can find such thing for so and so, you still can find. I say, actually, when we went to those places, we not just search for the product, we asking for contact as well. And surprisingly, there's still industry they are doing something like those child snacks. That's why we engage with them and we call up them and tell them we are doing this business and will you willing to supply us. And the difficult part is not all of them they accept that they will supply, just some of them.
Okay, why did some of them reject you?
Because they need a really big amount, you need the volume. we don't have much volume because our shop is not that big. Our customer purchase is not that high amount. That's why when they hear our volume, they reject us.
What was the research process like? Because I'm sure that you need to first engage with the older generation, and then the how do you guys describe what kind of things that you guys were talking about, and whether they'll be able to relate or understand what is it that actually you guys were referring to, right?
It's a very interesting question, because I'm going to explain in front part a bit. A lot of customers thought that it's our father's business because we are very young. We don't know such thing like in the 70s. How can you guys in the 90s generation know the 70s generation? Basically, a lot of customers in the 70s and 80s, they're really passionate to share us their experience. They even stand there for half an hour to tell us all their childhood stories.
Are you guys quite nostalgic when it comes to your approach in not only business but also in life? Do you guys prefer old memories compared to maybe looking ahead?
For my experience with my customers, I felt that nostalgia is actually a really happy thing, because when they come to our store, they're really happy to express themselves emotionally and sentimentally in itself. They share it not just with us, with their parents, with their friends. That's why our customers keep coming by. They tell us that when they come here, they feel relaxed. They forget about their stress. They think back their childhood. They say it's really nostalgic. Some even customers, they express emotionally. They really cry and tell us that you guys are really amazing. Thank you for reminding my childhood. Thank you for reminding who am I today.
So initially it was just a tidbit business, and now it has evolved into maybe selling a little bit of toys, even that old glue that we used to use in school. So how did you guys go through the process of maybe offering a lot of other stuff beyond just food?
At first, how we started to know about this childhood concept of mine, we picked tidbits based on our childhood snacks. And surprisingly, it's also customer childhood snacks. That's how we undergo the changes in 1 or 2 weeks during our commencement push cut in LICT Mall. And slowly, we do a lot of research, ask a lot of questions from customer where you source the product, and some of the customer gives a very good suggestion. Like for example, the tikam here is customer give suggestion. It's become the number one hit thing in this shop, tikam.
So customers were the one who actually suggested for you to maybe include things outside of snacks and tidbits lah. Yeah. Okay, so which product sells the most?
Gula kapas, BQ, I can say tikam also, glider, but kaseng, earring sticker. I think the most exciting things is the tikam. When they see the tikam, remind a lot of the customer, I don't know why, remind them they get hit, get whacked by their parents. They share with their parents, last time your father played this, your grandma, how they hit me, how used the things and throw me. And then, it's really funny. And then there are some of the child set got funny name also. Like the last time they call it as the asam. Some is it means that the elephant cow asam, but the taste is still the same. It's what really keep us going is the customers, their passion to share with us this story.
And also, you mentioned prices now. So due to inflation, I guess you can't get them at the same price you got them back when you were younger, right? So how did you set the price to make sure that it's competitive and maybe affordable enough for people who like to maybe experience their childhood again?
I think we have to set, like, some of the snacks we see, we compare it to the market price. Because some of the product is still exist, we cannot mark up too high. For example, for the biscuit, it's still accordingly to the market price. It's still, we are selling 3.50 ringgit for 100 gram. Actually, it's not that because of that things is antique, we put the price higher. Our mission is, we hope that we able to supply most of the child snacks at an affordable price, so that more customers, they're able to purchase snacks, they're able to eat back and feel back.
Alright, okay, so you shared some of the stories about your customers sharing their childhood memories. Do you have any more stories that are worth sharing?
A lot of customers, they ask the top three questions they always ask us. It's really funny. First one is, they will ask us, is it expired? Second question is it still producing this type of snacks? Still can eat or not? these three questions. And it always repeatedly asks us every time when we are here.
Okay, do you think that this is a very niche market in the sense that there are no other people out there that are doing this business, and so you guys are catering to a very specific market and you guys have the upper hand when it comes to maybe providing these kind of products to the public?
Yes, it is really an unmet demand. It's very surprisingly customer buy the idea, because when we started, when we see customer emotion towards this childhood snacks, actually we are not selling product. This is what makes them, they come here is to hungry about the memories. That's why we are different from others. People are selling tidbits and snacks. We are selling memories.
In terms of demographics who come here, I've seen a lot of people who are, you know, our age, you know, in the mid-20s or maybe 30s, 40s. But there are also younger people here. Do you think they are able to relate to what you guys sell here?
Yeah, yeah. Some of the younger generation, like 15 and 16 years old, they ask their parents, you guys eat this during this, what is this? They even talk the glue is something like the toothpaste chocolate. Yeah. So it's really funny. It's an education process actually. Their parents bring them here and educate them about what they eat during their childhood sex to get them not just appreciate their time, also a sharing between family.
Do you think that this shop has the opportunity to maybe reintroduce all these products for our younger generation these days? Or do you think that this will just be a nostalgic place for people of the older generation to maybe walk down the memory lane?
I think it will be a walk down memory lane for most of the customer here. If let's say the product will be renewed, the packaging, it will be not special anymore.
But do you see these products catching on with maybe the younger crowd? Maybe they'll think that, oh, this is also quite cool, and they also want to follow the old trend. Do you think there is a possibility of that happening in the future?
I think childhood toys and snacks, they keep on evolving. Last time they played casting, now they play the Beyblade. And then now is the finger spinner. It's become one of the childhood toys from the trendiest. Keep on evolving. And then when they see back and play back the toys, maybe they'll give them a remind them this is their parents play before, and maybe you can keep it as a souvenir for yourself also.
Do you have any parents who try to introduce all these snacks and maybe products to their kids?
Yeah, quite often a lot. They share a lot to their kids, and even some of them they buy to teach their children how to play.
So what's next for you?
For us, we are in the midst of planning to open a bigger place, like a shop. Because this place, actually we have a lot of sell snacks. We still haven't put it here yet because of the space constraint. And sometimes Saturday and Sunday, not even got the space to walk, too many people, and the product is not a lot yet. So if in a shop, we are able to produce our branding more strongly. In chaos, we cannot put strongly because they have a minimum height for putting things. Like for me, a drawer or anything got a minimum height, but in shop, I can fully decorate it into a child feel. Here is some hints. We are putting other countries' childhood snacks and toys, which is we will bring other countries' culture into Malaysia. Not by the time we are not just attract the locals, we are attracting the tourists from all other parts of the world to be able to bring back the child snacks, not just to Malaysian, to other parts of the country as well.
That was Kelvin Chu, one of the founders of Childhood Memory Lane, a kiosk that sells snacks, toys and memorabilia from the 70s to the 90s. The kiosk is located at level B1, near Village Grocer and opposite Restaurant Hong Kong Shen Kee. There's also another smaller branch in IOI City Mall. It's at level 1, near the ice skating rink. And to find out more about them, you can visit their Facebook page at facebook.com/childhoodmalaysia. Sadly, we've reached the end of the episode. If you'd like to revisit the interview, head over to bfm.my/ilovekl or download our latest app via Google Play and the App Store. Also, follow the station on Twitter at BFM Radio. My name is Hanif Baharudin, and you have been tuning in to I Love KL, the show that brings you closer to the people and places of our capital city. Join us again next week on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for $2.99 subs. How would you like it?
I'll take Drill Sergeant, please.
You got it.
All right, now listen up. I want each and every one of you to drop and give me a 6-inch meatball marinara, cold cut combo, veggie delight, or black forest ham on your choice of bread with any veggies you want for just $2.99 each.
Sir, yes, sir!
Subway! Make it what you want at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.